And to make this a little bit more specific, we're going to approach all of the different elements of an asylum case through the lens of two of the pro bono cases that our office has worked with Jeannie. So the descriptions are in your materials. They're long descriptions, but I'm going to read through them now because I think that they highlight a number of different issues that can come up and that you have to overcome as part of an affirmative asylum matter. The first, Ms. D from Iraq. Ms. D is a dual Iraqi and Jordanian citizen and a member of a large family group that spans both countries. While working in Iraq, she met and eventually married an American contractor who worked in the Green Zone. Her husband died of an illness not long after, and she was never able to obtain status through him. She kept the marriage a secret this entire time from her family, and then later, after her family learned that she had married an American man, just by happenstance, they kidnapped her and planned to carry out an honor killing, but she was able to escape and leave her family compound, and she relocated to Amman, but she continued to receive death threats over the course of several years before she finally decided to make it out and come to the United States. The other case, Miss F from Congo Brazzaville. She came from a prominent family in Pointe Noire that became the target of persecution after her father refused to falsify medical records on related to some atrocities that happened during the 1990s. And in late 2010, he just didn't come home one evening. And instead, a truckload of soldiers came home, and they abducted Miss F and her mother. They were held captive, sexually assaulted, and escaped in an extremely dramatic fashion. But subsequently, Miss F relocated to Johannesburg for a while, but she never had lawful immigration status there. And a few years ago, you might remember, there were very serious anti-immigrant riots in South Africa. She was re-traumatized by the violence going on in her neighborhood.